Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face like Mr. Potato Head, but a voice like warm milk. Tonight we're going to talk about Sharon Stone, but very briefly, that's actually not the main article we're going to be talking about. Let me adjust my brightness here. That's not the main thing we're going to be today. We're going to be talking about how you, as a young man, will always have somebody interested in you no matter what age you are. And you young ladies that are around 20 to 24 years of age, it is your prime season to find yourself a forever man. Because the older you get, the further away men find you attractive from their most ideal range. And we're going to talk about that. But why this is important to you guys is that, you men especially, is that as you age, it is very hard as a 22, 24, 26, 28-year-old guy seeing women in your age range, either dating older guys because they have more money, they can do fancier dates, they can have more fun, or women your age chasing after like the best-looking guys and the most interesting guys. And you're like, man, how am I gonna make this happen for me? Or maybe give me some more proof why I shouldn't worry about this and just focus on myself and my money and the gym and my career and making myself happy. And we're going to talk about all that, but I'm going to wrap it up into some fun articles. I'm going to start recording here. First, this first screen you see here, this is the video I'm doing tonight over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I'm recording it right after this video, so it may be a couple hours till it gets uploaded over there, but these spicy stories that have to do with law and men's issues that I have a lot of legal words in them that I have to say, I have to end up either jumping over so many words I can't talk about it here, or the subject matter is too adult for YouTube. So keep that in mind. All right, Sharon Stone says it's a big, fat, stupid lie when people claim looks do not matter. The 62-year-old, all of a sudden she's having a revelation. And I actually have two articles. It looks like she gave one interview, and Yahoo News did one part of the article here, and then there's another one on Daily Mail where they did another part. She says, Hollywood legend Sharon Stone has said it's a big, fat, stupid lie when people claim a person's physical appearance doesn't matter. The Basic Instinct star spoke about how society and Hollywood treats women in a candid recent interview. She says, you don't even realize how much looks matter until they start to go. It's big. It's a big, fat, stupid lie if anyone says that they don't. She continues on, I'm done letting other people tell me how my face and my body are, for one thing, which usually means, I don't remember this interview when she was 23, like on my thumbnail, and everybody was like, oh, you're so beautiful, and please, we're going to give you a modeling contract or a Hollywood role. I don't remember her saying, I'm so done with them telling how my face and my body are. But apparently she's done with them telling her now, maybe because they're like, I also remember it was either Sharon Stone or it was some other actress. It'll come to me. The one that was, and you guys will tell me down below and I'll probably remember it. The one that was in Mad Max, the most recent one, where she played the missing the arm there. It's just left my head. As soon as you write it down, I'll know. But anyway, it was one of them that was saying, oh, you know, dating is so hard, and meeting people in person is ridiculous, and we're only appreciated for our looks. And then when that started to fade, they start saying, well, 35 is the new you're retired from Hollywood. Like, once an actress hits 35, it's very hard to get roles in Hollywood, and they didn't think that was too fair. But they were the first to say, if you look at a James Bond movie or if you look at some of these action movies, where it's not like a love romantic type movie, but it's more the action lines, where the Hollywood star, like, I don't know, James Bond, you look at some of the old ones that have Roger Moore in them. Roger Moore is like 53, and the actress that is his romantic interest or one of the hookups that he has, that's a new actress that's like 23. And so they were kind of complaining, like, oh, well, Hollywood doesn't like us or we older women anymore at 35. Well, there's more proof that that guys are visual. And again, we're going to talk more about that in a minute. She says, you don't have to stay young and beautiful forever, or you don't have to stay a young and beautiful girl forever. And we really have to start dealing with the fact that it's cool to be a grown-up intelligent woman. Hey, it's cool to be a grown-up intelligent woman at 24. The difference is gravity, wrinkles, like you are fresh. And the reason why youth matters to men is it is hard ingrained in us to know that that is the best biology, to have a family, that you're healthy and firm and young, and feeding children, all this other stuff comes the easiest at that range. And science can say, hey, we have corrected it. You can now get IVF and some of the other programs and still have kids into your 40s. Great, but nature, the lizard brain, still says, well, we still like them kind of young. And that, when I mean kind of young, I mean like 20 to 24, like we're going to talk in a minute. And then there's this other article here I thought was funny. Sharon Stone, 62, admits she has tried online dating but found it dismal because it's impossible to feel the chemistry. I miss the face-to-face flirting. Yeah, I mean, I agree with her here, but you really, as women, don't fall into that problem until you're old enough now that you're getting the attention. It also doesn't help that she has, I think, two or three kids that are in their teens. Like, a guy that's 62, 65, around her age, is kind of like, hey, I want to retire. I want to travel. I want to see the world. And I don't want to be stuck somewhere where your kids are in school and I can't, like, retire. What guy would want to sign on to, oh, you have teenagers? Yeah, I'd like to be a dad again for another decade or so. But what I found interesting on this one is here. Remember, it's the women that always say to men, stop shaming. Stop just appreciating us for our looks and our bodies. It's about our mind. Stop being the wolf whistles and the cat call. That's all bad. Cat calls, all that stuff. That's bad. Stop doing it, or we're going to start calling you names and shaming you and judging you. So guys said, okay, I got it. I will not do this anymore. Here's what Sharon Stone has to say about that. It was a lot of fun when we were allowed to whistle and flirt, but that era has passed. It's sad, but people just aren't like that anymore.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Oh, you're shocked? I'm not shocked. What? Oh, you wanted it to go away. You women kept shaming men for doing this and saying, stop it. We're not pieces of meat. We're intelligent, wonderful, strong, empowered women. Stop it. And men went, okay. And now that we have, it's, I miss it. I miss this. Technology has taken away the whole interpersonal flirtation thing away, so now it's not even in the air. People just don't flirt face to face. On a dating app, you're anonymous, you're safe to flirt. And if the woman doesn't like it, or the guy doesn't like it, either one, they can swipe, and in some cases, you guys have even said, like, I've been reported and like my account got shut down. So if it's like that and we try to do it on an app and we can't even do it, what are the odds that we try to do this in person, face to face, and all of a sudden we're getting called out, we're getting shamed, we're getting our photo taken and blasted on social media? You guys wanted it to end. It's ended. And now Sharon Stone says, I miss it. Now listen to this next part. This is funny. While she's been an advocate for the Also Me movement, the Basic Instinct star insisted she doesn't really care if guys touch her butt or refer to her with terms such as honey or darling, as she thinks there are more important things to fight over. She said, I feel like I don't really need to get into the weeds on all these other things. I don't care if people call me those things. Frankly, I don't care if they pat me on the rear. I just feel like all of that stuff is such a small victory. I'll wrap up what she says, and then we'll talk about it. And maybe it's because I'm 62. Oh, I've got a button for that. Maybe it's because I'm 62.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
Correct. It's over. You're not going to get it anymore, so of course you'd be okay with it. But see, when women get that from guys that they find unattractive, then they're like, I don't like this. And I guess I can say I don't blame them. But look, a buddy of mine in North Carolina, I won't say any names, I won't say any clubs, he took me to a club. We were there, and I didn't realize one of his friends was into men, and he came over and he was like, hi there. And I'm like, how you doing? And he's like, you're pretty good looking. And I was, and this is a long time ago before I was Mr. Potato Head. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. And he's like, you want to go dance? And I was like, oh, no, but thank you though. And I didn't take insult to it. Why? Because hey, at least somebody called me nice looking. I mean, you take the wins where you can get them, am I right? Now, you know, my gait doesn't swing that way, but it's fine. But when women are saying like, oh, don't, you know, don't, I get tired of all this attention. No, they get tired of attractive people giving them that attention. And then all of a sudden, when you get none of the attention, you don't like the fact that it doesn't exist anymore because it's saying you're not really attractive to men anymore. Sorry, that's the way it goes. She says, and maybe it's because I'm 62, I've been through so much that I'm able to sort out what really needs my attention and what are things and people that are going to fade away anyway. So there's that. But here's the important thing, and I think this is a fun portion that I wanted to go over with you guys. But I wanted you to hear, both you younger guys, because can you imagine at 23, you saying, how you doing, to Sharon Stone, and Sharon Stone's like, uh-uh, buddy. I've got way too much going on. I got the looks. I'm going to be a Hollywood movie star someday. And now, 62-year-old Sharon Stone cannot find somebody that wants to date her or that she finds acceptable. But I have the belief that Sharon Stone in Hollywood with three teenagers is meeting men around her age that are like, oh, I'm an account executive for Warner Brothers or Fox or whatever station, whatnot. And she's like, yeah, how you doing? And he's like... Now, this is my 28-year-old wife, you know, we're going to go on vacation or whatever. No thanks. So Sharon Stone, you might have a chance with Sharon Stone right now, fellas. You just don't know. Women reach peak attractiveness at 20? Now, this is several years old, but I thought it tied in well because it's still the same. It'll always be the same, but it's a study. So it's not my opinion or the guy next door. It's like lots of men. So I want to talk about this because what this means to you guys is that you younger guys are, when you're 30, guys, women that are 30 are going to be into you. And when you're 45, women that are 45 are going to be into you. And when you're 65, women that are 65 are going to be into you. Now, I know you may say, but I'm not into someone that age. But the point is, there are always going to be options and an availability for you to date. Maybe it's not in your 20s or maybe your 30s, but that may come about. And the neat thing is if you keep yourself in good shape and you have your money together and with enough money, little plastic surgery, and maybe you can look like, I don't know, a Hollywood movie star. Don't really go that way. But the thing is that women in their early 20s, that's the best. Beyond there, men don't care about their success. I mean, we do, but it's not quite. A very successful man could meet a beautiful woman that works in, I don't know, Taco Bell. And if she's intelligent and she's funny and she gets along with him well, a guy's like, I got the money part. Like, all I need is someone that's attractive and fun and interesting and lets me touch all their naughty bits. And come on with me and we'll go around the world on vacation. The reverse isn't true, though. There's no 35-year-old woman that says, hey, I will take this 20-year-old guy out of Taco Bell and let him live my lavish lifestyle. No. Now, she may have a little bit of fun with him. So my point being that if you get to the point of success, the world is open to you at 30, at 35, at 40, at 45. So this says, women over the age of 20, OkCupid finally has pulled together a study that explains why men now find you physically repulsive. Handy. The study found in OkCupid co-founder Christian Rutter's new book, Dataclism, Who We Are and When We Think No One Is Looking, purports to show that while women on the site remain primarily attracted to men their old age, well through their 40s, men stay attracted to 20-year-old women for, well, pretty much their entire lives. As Rutter himself puts it, from the time you're 22, you'll be less hot than a 20-year-old based on this data. So it's just a thing. And this is what I've mentioned before, and I talked about this on the Donovan Sharp video that I did earlier, where a woman at 20, if she were to say, okay, this is as good as it's going to get, let me pick the best guy I can, and the smartest and the funniest, and we have the most click, and he seems to have the best possibility of making a good income and supporting a family, and she tied her sails to that guy's boat, that's where she's going to get her best option. But every year after that, the options are going to get worse for her. For the guy, it isn't the same. In many cases, guys have better luck. I think every relationship I've had that was over 3 to 6 months, every relationship except my marriage, except my ex-marriage. She was 5 years or 4 years younger than me. Other than that, all my dating experiences have been 10 plus years at a minimum. And it's not like I go around choosing that. It's just they found me attractive. I found them attractive. And that's the way it worked out. But the point is, though, that you'll always, as men, have somebody attracted to you at whatever age you are. Women, it's not the same. Yes, it's not over for a woman that's 35 or 40 or 45. No, it's just the ability to select the best choice gets worse. And the number of choices you can have gets worse. It's data. It's surveys. So they say, a thing, indeed. The chart documenting the study has already been spun into a number of alarmist and alarming trend stories, and fits in nicely with the rising trend of articles and studies declaring various ages at the time when women become their most beautiful and or stop being hot forever. Do women peak physically at 30, as this Allure-sponsored study suggests? Are women suddenly hotter than ever at 42?
No!
As this memorably dunderheaded Esquire essay declared in July. Is beautiful more important than age for women when it comes to landing a man, as this other recent study implies? Look, I still know her, but when I was living in North Carolina, I knew a 52-year-old woman that worked out. She was drop-dead gorgeous. Me as a, whatever I was, 42, 43-year-old guy, I would have dated her short term. She was beautiful. She looked awesome. Awesome. I'm not saying that it's over. Like, game over, ladies. You missed your boat. I'm saying that you have to start having good genetics, start winning the genetic lottery a bit, really be able to hit the gym. There may need to be a little bit of surgery and a little Botox and a little other things that you need to do. Where a 22-year-old is just like, hello, I'm here. So I'm, for the last time, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying it gets more challenging. You get better selections when you're younger, ladies. And guys, don't worry about it. I call it DiCaprio rule, Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like his girlfriends are like 21, 22, 23, 24, break up, start with a 22-year-old again. Break up, start with a 22-year-old, break up. He's been doing that for 15 years. Since most of us are raised from a very young age to both obsessively track our own worth by comparing ourselves to other women and to obsessively track the relative peaks and valleys of our own romantic prospects, studies like this basically immediately nest in our brains, alien from alien style. So this chart here says a woman's age versus the age of the men who look best to her. So a 20-year-old woman, a 23-year-old man. And you notice something, young men. The lowest number on this chart is 23. So if you're an 18-year-old man or a 19-year-old man, she still thinks a 23-year-old guy is best. So you're going to feel 4 years out of the loop. At 26, a woman thinks 27 is the best. Interestingly, at 34, a woman thinks 32 looks the best. At 46, a woman thinks 38 is the best. So she's actually looking down by 7 years. So you guys that are looking for the short term, and you know, there's a MILF there, and you're like, hey, let's go. Hey, but you notice this slide. At 50 years old, a woman thinks a 46-year-old man. But I'll tell you something. If that 46 or if that 50-year-old woman or 40-year-old woman or whatever, if the guy takes care of himself really well, then, or he's a little bit more open to different options, there's still at 50 and 55, men can date down. But if you're not worried about that and you don't say, oh man, but I've got to have the youngest of the, your options are there. That's the point. Now let's look at a man's age versus the age of a woman who look best to him. At 20, it's 20. It's 21, it's 21, or 20. 22 through 25, 21s. So this basically, from the age of 20 for a man to the age of 50 for a man, the low end is 20 and the high end is 24. And I think that's an anomaly, because it really goes 20, 21, and bips up to 22 a little bit. And only one age range at 45 says 24. And that's probably because they felt weird saying 20. And then you've got like two 23s in here, three 22s, but the vast majority are 20s. So what does that tell you? It doesn't mean that a woman is, it's over, ladies, you're 31. No, it's just saying every year after this age, men are that you're not their first choice. I guess that's what I'm saying. But before you resign yourself to a future comprised exclusively of dating scarecrows that you have cobbled together from cat hair and waterlogged copies of Modern Bride, there are some other facets or facts to consider. While these kind of studies are always phrased ambiguously for maximum impact slash panic clicks, there's actually usually less closely linked to real-world behavior than they seem at first glance. In fact, Rutter himself noted that while these numbers reflect the who's liking who information on OkCupid, the actual messaging patterns of men on the site show that they're much more likely to message someone closer to their own age. So, the 40-year-old guy is most likely to message another 38 to 42-year-old. He may still say, I find a 20 or 20-something the most attractive, but it doesn't mean that's all he's going to date. Now, if he is a top alpha, like athletic, really good look, well, he's still going to be dating the 20-year-olds, let's face it. And no lesser authority than the New York Times has picked apart the way Rutter draws secondary conclusions from the data he gathers. But more importantly, these surveys chart the desires of every kind of guy in OkCupid, not just the guys you'd want to date. The study takes into account the tastes of overconfident men, you know, players, guys who believe that girls only like D-bags, guys who think, I've already married and divorced you in my mind, is a good pickup line, and other men you would most likely not want to touch with a 10-foot, 20-year-old pole, I guess. The reality is none of us are trying to appeal to every guy on OkCupid or every guy in the actual world, for that matter. So falling outside the lines of what a cross-section of every kind of straight dude in America finds desirable is really not much of a tragedy. It isn't going to have real impact on your dating life. I won't have to read the last part here, but the point stands. And I want to make sure this is clear. Fellas, when you're younger, women naturally look to older guys because they're established. Middle-aged kind of guys, and when I say middle-aged, I mean like a very broad range, like 30 to 50. These women are hoping to get a guy that's around their age or within a couple of years older. Why? If you take care of yourself, you still look good, your money's together, you're secure, especially if you don't have a family or don't have any kids. The sky's the limit. And ladies, if you're in this range, you will also have plenty of people that you will date. My ex-wife, it was, like I said, like 4 years younger. I think I was, 28? She was 24. So by the time we parted ways, I was around 35. She was 31, something like that. You know, you'll find somebody. And she ended up getting with a guy that was almost exactly her age. I think they're still together now after like a decade. So I'm not saying that it's not there. I'm saying, fellas, relax. You've got all your life ahead of you. You've got plenty of time. You're going to have lots of choices. Women around your age are always going to be into you. You can still date younger if you have your stuff together. And ladies, same thing for you, except to a very, very, very much smaller degree. Your best bet is while you're young, be reasonable. Find what you can get that's not going to be loving on you and then leaving you. A guy that's worth committing to you and spending time with you and saying he cares you, and then stay with him. Just because some, you know, good-looking player dude starts flirting with you and says he'd like you to take you in the back of the gym or wherever you're working out and do spicy things with you, doesn't mean he wants to stay and have a relationship with you. And don't think it's a good idea to throw away a guy that treats you well because you want that quick, hot, fun. And you know what, guys? If you're married and you're happily married and you've got a family and everything's great, the young piece of thing is not that. Trust me, it's a lot better to have a good relationship. The young things will come and go. Having a solid relationship is really what matters. Or, if you're like the rest of us, I just find this really interesting data. It still doesn't change my mind. It's all a hot mess, and I'm staying out of all of it. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my videos that I've got and stuff I'm posting over on betterbachelor.locals.com. You can support me over there for $5 a month. First month free with a promo code that I've got if you want to check it out. We've got forums. We've got about almost 3,000 people over there now, and you're welcome to come on over. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Guys, remember, again, just more proof that A, these women that shoo you away and say you're horrible and ew and no, and they're going to get there someday. If they don't bring down their adjustments, they're going to be Sharon Stone with 3 kids. No one's interested in them. Listen to that again. No one's interested in Sharon Stone. And so don't worry about it, guys. Get your money together, get your health together, get exercise, all that other stuff. Then if you don't want to date, you're in great shape and you're happy. And if you do want to date, options galore. Ladies, if for some reason you still haven't gotten this in and you need to hear it again, here's some stats. While you're young, be reasonable. Find good men. Date them. They're out there. Treat them well. They will treat you well. And settle in. But don't keep chasing, think you're going to get better and better and better and better, because eventually you're moving away from the ideal range for men. And in the end, you're going to find it's going to get very difficult. And you may be a 62-year-old Sharon Stone.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend.